Remote learning is ongoing for students across the state. That means children in all grades are finding new ways to stay engaged in learning. But students who receive special attention and therapy at school and their families face unique challenges. Cole Del Charco has more.
In the Pettiford family, everyone goes to school every day, or at least they used to. The parents, Helen and Joseph, are both teachers, and their 5-year-old daughter, Lila, is in preschool. Here's what their new normal morning sounds like, thanks to an audio recording they sent us.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Ready to start it?
What do you want for breakfast, girlfriend?
Waffles.
You want waffles?
A normal morning has a normal routine.
We have somebody who comes and stays with our daughter until the bus comes for her.
But that routine has changed. Instead of leaving for school by 7 and Lila getting on the bus at 8:30, school comes to them.
Hi friends, are you ready to sing another song together? Let's sing The Wheels on the Bus, okay? The wheels on the bus go round and round.
That's a video one of Lila's teachers made for her and other students in her class. Before going back to school virtually last week, her parents say she was taking the abrupt change pretty hard. She'd bring them her backpack or pictures of her friends and ask them to take her to school.
If we say we're not going to get in the car or, you know, that we're just not going to go to school or not, she'll get pretty upset and she'll cry and she'll scream. It's usually short-lived.
Lila goes to the Frankie Lemon School in Raleigh. The school opened in 1965 for students with special needs and now educates students with and without disabilities. For Lila, it seems to help now that she's seeing her classmates and teachers regularly again.
We've seen her just kind of settle and feel centered a little bit in being able to identify as a student, even if it's just through the computer.
Lila, like a number of students at her school, deals with being developmentally delayed. Working with speech and occupational therapists helps her learn the skills she needs. Now, she has videos and lessons planned for each day that her parents help her keep up with, and they have a new routine that mirrors the one she's used to at school. They take a walk at 10 a.m. and have regular snack times. Rebecca Smith is the director of the Frankie Lemon School. She says this is a crucial time for kids like Lila.
I think it's never too late, but it's the way the brain develops. It is certainly better the earlier that a child receives special education. They'll benefit more from it the earlier they receive it. So these guys are definitely in a critical window in that way.
The school closing its physical space came at a bad time in another way for the Pettifords. After 11 months on a wait list, Lila was scheduled for cognitive and autism spectrum testing. But now that's been postponed. They remain optimistic. For now, they have the lesson plans and help from her teachers and therapists. But they have to work all that in while teaching classes of their own. So far, not many of their meetings have overlapped.
Hopefully we'll continue to get times where if I need to run upstairs to our makeshift office or if Joe needs to do that, then we can do that and she won't interrupt because she'll at least have, you know, one of us there next to her.
One of the normal rhythms Helen and Lila look forward to is taking a trip each afternoon. Before, they would go to a gym where Lila can play or on an errand like getting groceries. Those aren't possible anymore, so instead, they've started a family garden and go on lots of walks and tricycle rides.
Do you want to go for a walk?
Is it walk time?
Or bike ride? He's taken Lila to get some of the wiggles out.
Cole Del Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.